Kayla followed the monk, he with his cane and she with her crutch. Two cripples masquerading as adventurers. Her small 14-year-old fingers gripped the lead rope of the camel as if in danger of sinking beneath the waves of blinding sand. The beast accepted the merciless sun, impenetrable sky, and desiccating wind with an infuriating calm. Its long lashes, wide feet, and water-storing hump, all indications of God's design for such a place. What am I designed for? With each step, she grimaced, planted the end of her crutch, and dragged her deformed foot through the sand. Her gaze prowled the tops of the dunes for signs that they'd been followed. The penalty for practicing science craft was absolute. The ancient Israelites had survived in the desert for 40 years, but only with God's help. No such divine intervention would assist their blasphemous quest. Her homespun clothing amounted to nothing more than a linen sack with holes cut for her head and two narrower sacks spliced onto the sides for sleeves. A braided belt made from grass fiber provided structure, while the small wooden cross around her neck swayed with each step. A newly acquired headscarf shielded her pale skin from the desert sun and hid the deformities marring the left side of her face. If only I could wear it always. Maybe then the other children would stop throwing stones at the monster. The imprints of their footsteps stretched behind them to the south, pointing the way back through days of travel in the northern desert, across the great rift valley, the grasslands, forested hills, and finally to their home in the lush highlands of what had once been called Ethiopia in ancient times. Would she ever see her beloved forests of sycamore and juniper again? Or the strands of wild olive and myrrh, and especially the luxuriant fields of wheat, sugarcane, and beans grown by the farmers of their settlement? Clots of sand encrusted the monk's white beard and settled into the deep wrinkles of his face, transforming him into half a sand dune himself. Even the brown robe marking his station in the church had partially calcified. Only the string of prayer beads hanging from his hemp belt retained their luster. His breaths were labored, and his gnarled hand trembled as it gripped his cane with each arthritic step.